From solar powered to composting, all kinds of next generation toilets are on display this week at Gates Foundation headquarters in Seattle. Most of them don't use much water, so they can function well in places like sub-Saharan Africa. The winners recycle our waste into energy sources such as chicken feed, fertilizer, or charcoal, and all must cost less than 5 cents a day to get funding. Abba Bahadur is among hundreds of invited guests here who are delighted to see so much attention on this issue.
People refuse to even talk about sanitation or about toilets.
Abahur is a sanitation worker from India. She says her office in New Delhi has a famous toilet museum that's also trying to raise awareness. Standing not far from Caltech's first prize-winning solar-powered loo, she says vaccines or computers are important too, but this technology affects everyone, and in her country, especially women and adolescent girls.
And for young children as well in schools, because it affects education and literacy levels. So it's very, very important in all aspects.
The Gates Foundation says food and water polluted with fecal matter kills about 1.5 million children every year worldwide. It's a statistic that matters to Seattle resident Pam Alardo. She's in charge of wastewater treatment for King County. Alardo says some of the prototypes here are variations on themes she's seen before. Others she thinks are more innovative and could someday be used in drought-prone parts of the United States, such as California and Arizona.
So every community evolves, and these kind of technologies that are no water or do source separation do have some promise in areas in the developed world where you don't have access to water supply.
But as with cell phone technology, there may be a leapfrog effect with developing countries getting some of the best innovations first. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.